Hello, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. Welcome to The Vocal Minority, with Nick and Steve broadcasting live on the Really American Media platform. You all have joined us just in time for our political week in review. Keep in mind, champions, this is all need-to-know news. News you need to know. It's been another wild boar of a week, oink oink. So hop to it, boys. Let's get this dumpster fire under control before we start our weekend.
Welcome one, welcome all to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Back at it. Another fantastic podcast that is not only a promise, but a guarantee. Welcome live to the Really American Media platform here on YouTube and Facebook. What up, y'all?
It's a money-back guarantee, by the way. Whatever you have paid to put on this show, if you're not satisfied, I'll give it back to you.
They're paying for internet, electricity, stuff like that. Like, don't make crazy claims, Steve.
I've said what they paid to put on this show. And unless I missed a check, that is zero. So nothing ventured, nothing lost. Nope.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. Either way, we're going to make it worth your while today as we jump into our political week in review.
Yeah, another fun week in America. But hey, we're here, and the weekend is knocking on the door. And of course, no King's protest tomorrow. I'm sure it'll come up throughout the show. But yeah, tomorrow, October 18th, the date that is ingrained in my brain ever since Mark Ruffalo led me astray. So tomorrow's the day.
You want to hear? I'm going to tell you, this is so cute, dude, all right?
Okay.
Talking with my mom last night, who is 79 years old, by the way.
Oh.
She says, hey, Nikki, I'm going to be going to the No Kings protest on Saturday. Mind you, you know, I grew up with great parents. I don't recall my mother ever going to a protest.
Right.
Okay.
I'm hearing a lot of that.
Yeah, I was like, that is awesome. I'm going to be at a different protest. So I was like, gosh, I'm kind of worried about her going alone just because I don't know if she knows what to expect. Like, you know, I kind of just told her, like, you know, there's going to be idiots there. There's going to be maggots there, probably trying to cause up trouble whatever.
Yeah. There's usually counter protest, but A, the cops usually keep them separate, but B, the momentum keeps them separate. I mean, there's going to be way more libs and common sense people out there tomorrow than mega types. So
yeah,
I wouldn't worry about that per se. I am significantly more worried about cops, FBI, ICE showing up and causing problems. That, I think, is a legitimate concern because Trump is looking to declare this Insurrection Act thing. And tomorrow's going to be the day. However, you know, if you're in Washington, D.C., I would be nervous. Maybe New York City. I don't think 95% of the towns doing this protest have much of anything to worry about. And it's going to be a bunch of like-minded people there. The last one I went to was like a party. I mean, it was a bunch of Trump haters hanging out, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I did talk. My wife is out of town, and she's coming home tonight so she can attend with my mother. She's going to go with my mother. And I said, she was like, oh, yeah, I'll watch out for mom. I was like, just don't get arrested, okay? Like, my wife's got a big mouth when she wants to. <you know.
laughs> What? Yeah, did you decide? Are you going small town or big city? Because I have the two options as well.
I have to go big city. I've got something going on tomorrow that I bought tickets. A buddy of mine wrote a piece of chamber music, and I'm going to watch the live performance tomorrow. This is unbelievable, dude. I have a great friend that's a musical genius, and he wrote some chamber music. I'm going to watch that performance, and I bought the tickets long ago before this date came up. So I got to go to Seattle. I shouldn't say it like it's a bad thing because I kind of wanted to go to Seattle, you know, bigger. Yeah.
No, it's fair. I think I'm going small town. First of all, everyone needs to go to nokings.net if you don't know the time, the official time for the local protest, because I realized looking around, they're all happening at different times. Yeah. And I know maybe there's a West Coast, East Coast, they're trying to have it overlap or something, but there are two in my area. One of them is 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. The other one is 3 to 5 p.m. So that's completely different. And I don't think tomorrow morning's going to work. So I'm going into the 3 to 5. So that's my plan.
That's funny. They are all over the place then, because the first one I was looking at going to was the smaller town one, and it was noon to 2. So, yeah, they're all over the place as far as time goes. And, Yeah, I think it's just important that we all get out there. I really have a strong feeling that it is going to be a hell of a turnout tomorrow. When my 79-year-old mother is going to go to the No Kings protest, I mean, that tells me all I need to know.
Absolutely. No, I agree. The momentum is definitely building for this one, and the hype has been out there. And Trump is throwing fuel on the fire. I mean, all of this authoritarian crap that has just gotten so much worse since the last protest, which that's hard to believe, but between... Yeah. You know, First Amendment right violations, ICE just being insane thugs all across the country. I mean, it's gotten pretty damn bad. So, yeah, I think there's going to be a ton of people out there. There was all this reporting about Trump trying to shut down I-5 in Southern California. Apparently now they backed out of that plan. They were going to do some military display that was going to have to close the major artery heading in and out of L.A. So allegedly they backed off that. But, you know, we heard Mike Johnson this week saying that we're all – anyone going to this We Hate America protest, as they're trying to call it, are a bunch of, you know, terrorist sympathizing Antifa extremists and – we're all a bunch of America haters. And everyone I know, that just pissed us off even more. I think it was the best promotion he could have done for us.
Hey, you're lying. I mean, you're just, you're lying about who we are, what we are, and what our goal is. It's just bullshit, dude. You know? So, yeah, I mean, I think it does get people riled up. Let's go out and show them exactly who we are. So.
Absolutely. Greeting from Liverpool, England here. Hanging out at the Cavern Club. Huh? Is that still a thing?
I don't know if it is or not.
That's great. And then this comment right here. I assume this is tongue-in-cheek. Someone saying great pay, referring to the No Kings protest. Like, what a load of shit. No one's getting paid, okay?
I understand. What does that mean?
They keep constantly trying to say that we're all paid agitators. That it's not that we're actually out there to protest. It's that George Soros is paying us all. Therefore, that's the only reason millions of people are going to show up tomorrow, which is obviously garbage. I know the No Kings organization is a real thing, and they are funded, but people aren't getting paid to show up. That is such a thin little thing for MAGA to hang on to. And I can't, do you think they really believe it? Like, that's the only way we could hate Trump is if we're paid to?
Yes. Yes, I do. Because, you know, you hear Trump. I mean, he's just constant with, you know, these signs look way too good for the average human to make a sign like that. And they've got handles on them. Like, dude, Kinko's went out of business a long time ago. We've always been able to make a sign, you freaking moron. Like, what are you talking about?
It's so funny. I can't wait to see some of the signs. Because, quite frankly, they get pretty damn creative. So, I'm going to the local one. I'm going to do my best to get some interviews. Hopefully it's something we can use on the show and on Really American, but
nice. Yeah,
nothing else. I'm going to get pictures of good protest signs, be able to use that. So, so yeah, everyone should be out there tomorrow. Pick a town. Like I said, go to nokings.net nokings.org. If you want to find out. I know I'm messing up already. Nokings.org. Just Google No Kings protest. You'll find it, but make sure you find the right time and yeah, show up, be counted. Get vocal. Where have I heard that before?
I don't know. Hey, dude, what is this? Why did you not ask for his permission before using his commentary? Why are they asking me that? I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Things are going wild in the chat. Welcome to the Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. We're glad you guys are here. And, God, dude, we got a lot to get to today. All right.
Let's get to it.
Okay. Yeah, let's. I'm just going to press this button and then that'll kick you off.
This is Need to Know News. News you need to know.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Nom, 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 nom.
Okay. Am I starting? Is that what we're doing?
No, I mean, I can start. We got a conversation that we want to have today. I don't know, dude. I came across this. I came across a video earlier in the week, and obviously, this is a political week in review. What are you doing over there?
I'm sorry, my camera's blocking the key things I need on the side of the screen, so I'm trying to look at stuff, but it's messing with me. Sorry, ignore me. It's radio, right? No one can see me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's good. Okay, so this is what I want to talk about, dude. I want to talk about, I brought this up already with you, but this is about stingrays being installed on ICE Sprinter vans and other vehicles And if you do you know what a stingray is, or did you when I brought it up?
No. And honestly, when you brought this up, it sounded, and I'm not knocking you, it just sounded so conspiratorial, so in violation of our freedoms in this country that my first question to you was like, did you fact check this? Because you did, and I've now read up on it. And yeah, a stingray is what? Essentially, it's an electronic device that can gain data access to cell phones if it's within a proximity of it, and you don't need a court order to do it.
Yeah, so basically, what you should think about it is these are cell site simulators. Okay, that's what a stingray is. So, you know, when you're driving around, we want our cell phones to connect to cell towers,
right?
Because that's how we communicate. So these simulate cell sites. I'll play this video for you, and then we're going to get in and talk about it a little bit, okay?
Okay. Everyone needs to pay attention to this, because this
ICE paid over $800,000.
Go ahead. Sorry, Steve.
No, I was just saying, this is something that can affect all of us. You may think if you're not on some ICE watch list, maybe you don't have to worry about any of this crap. This is them stealing data and accessing the cell phones of just everyday Americans that are with any proximity of this. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, 100%. We are all vulnerable.
ICE paid over $800,000 for vans equipped with fake cell phone towers that gather the data of nearby phones. Yes, yours too. The agency awarded a contract to Tech Ops Specialty Vehicles to provide cell site simulator vehicles for the Homeland Security Technical Operations Program. The vehicles will be equipped with Stingray tech, which mimic real cell towers, tricking cell phones into connecting to them via Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. Once connected, ICE agents can track a phone's location and even intercept calls, texts, or internet data. Stingray vehicles used to be easier to spot because of long antennas or false roofs, but technology has advanced quickly. Today, the equipment can fit into common trucks, vans, and Sprinter vans, making detection difficult. Mobile apps exist to help detect stingrays, but the Electronic Frontier Foundation warns that these tools are not completely reliable. Surveillance technology like stingrays, especially when deployed by ICE, requires strong public oversight and transparency. Without it, mass surveillance can continue unchecked, violating the Fourth Amendment, which is supposed to protect people from unreasonable searches.
I like to call this no warrant, no problem. You know, that's what we've seen with ICE thus far in, you know, many different scenarios. But yeah, no warrant, no problem. I mean, if you're driving around and you see one of these Sprinter vans, you know, you should really be looking out for yourself. Yvonne just said, turn off your Wi-Fi. And what I understand is the only way kind of around this is that you go into airplane mode, because it's not attaching to your Wi-Fi.
Great.
It's going into your cell signal. It's a cell tower.
Well, first of all, your cell phone doesn't connect over Wi-Fi, but that video said it was connecting over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. So I'll just grant that part. But how impractical is that? So when I'm out in public, I now have to power down my phone into airplane mode. So it's a fancy calculator and camera I'm driving around with. Like, yeah, this is kind of crazy.
It's really crazy, dude, because like that guy brought up in that video, there are some apps, you know, that aren't completely reliable, but the people from what I'm reading are saying, like, the best way around this is to turn your cell phone completely off and buy a burner phone.
That's great. This is the country we're living in now. We all have to have burner phones, like we're in witness protection, huh?
Right.
Just so we can avoid the government illegally spying on all of us, essentially. And yeah, this is freaking nuts. And you brought this up a few days ago, and this has been gaining momentum. And new out today, Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, sounding the alarm after review of federal spending disclosures revealed that ICE is spending billions of dollars to expand its mass surveillance capabilities, including not only what you're talking about, but also facial recognition technology. He said, quote, I'm extremely concerned about how ICE will use spyware, facial recognition, and other technology to further trample on the rights of Americans and anyone who Donald Trump labels an enemy. And that's the key part there. Because we all keep talking about the fact that Antifa is not a real thing. He's made it a real thing so he can call any of us that. Doesn't need to be real. He just says, oh, Nick, you're Antifa. So now I can spy on you. I can lock you in Guantanamo. I can trample on your rights in any way I want.
This is what happens when, like, well, we were talking about it initially with Abrego Garcia. When there's no due process, this is the result. Like, if you didn't give a crap about Abrego Garcia getting due process, whatever. You could choose to live however you want. Right. But this is what it leads to, is that now we're in trouble, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, Steve, you're Antifa, and you're also a piece of shit. So I could lock you up.
Yes. And by the way, we're talking about, you know, putting your phone into airplane mode when you're out driving around or whatever. However, what about this? ICE has contracted the company PenLink for digital surveillance technologies to help the agency build detailed portraits of individuals using social media and online data. They've announced a plan to establish a team of analysts to sift through all social media platforms to generate leads. They just spent nearly $4 million for this. So good luck turning your phone off. They are just gathering social media content, AI style. They're just gathering it all. They're downloading it, and they're going to build profiles on all of us. So you thought the Charlie Kirk stuff was bad enough if you were making comments or jokes or whatever. Now they're just going to, you know, Steve Harness. Really anti-Trump. Let's put him on a terrorist watch list.
Yes. And you know what? This is a great thing to think about, Harness, is that you and I both just got the brand new iPhones. Mm-hmm. When you set up your facial recognition, it has you look at your screen and then you do a 360 with your head. Like, it gets all the angles of your face. Like, there it is right there. I mean, they got everything they need.
Yeah.
Technically.
And by the way, I hate that freaking lock on my phone. I don't know what iPhone, if they're in bed with Trump that far or not, but you basically have to put a lock on your phone now for years. I mean, I've had iPhones for 15 years. I've never locked my phone. But now I can't. Yeah, I just find it dumb. Like, I don't leave my phone around. There's no one around me I don't trust. So I want to be able to just open the damn thing and just do what I got to do. But now you can't sync your Apple Watch if you don't have a code. You can't have your Apple Wallet activated. You can't save tickets to your wallet. It's insane. So I had to turn the dumb thing on. And I'm not liking it. Half the time I glance over, like right now, New York Times notification. I can't read it because it doesn't know if it's me staring at my phone from an off angle. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, you can make some changes that we'll talk about later. But also, do you have credit cards in your phone, Apple Pay and stuff?
No, I don't like doing that, no.
Okay, all right. We are slipping deeper and deeper into a cesspool of no oversight, you know, as far as, I don't know where we can go to still be safe.
That's we have oversight. The Congress, that's what they're there for. We have three branches of government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it used to be that way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, the founding fathers must be rolling over in their proverbial graves thinking that, gee, we didn't think we had to write some of this stuff in the Constitution. Like the courts and the judiciary and the legislative branches were never just supposed to bend over for the executive. But here we are. So now what do you do? Plus, the Supreme Court has given any president immunity if it's an official act, which Trump has gone out of his way to make sure all of these things are official acts.
It's not that tough, dude. You just have to say, it's official.
Yes.
You know? Like, literally.
It's hilarious. It would be the equivalent of me just walking up to you and going, hey, this is an official act, and I punch you in the face, take your wallet. It's an official act, Edison. Sorry.
Yeah. With all this going on, I think we're all still screaming, hey, where are the Epstein files? Like, when are you going to release those bad boys? So that little bitty baby girl from Arizona sworn in yet?
No, she hasn't been. Even though we have sworn other people in during government shutdowns. And little Mikey Johnson just keeps trying to beat around that bush as to why he's not doing it and just won't admit it's the Epstein files when obviously it is. And it's hilarious because they think that if they keep delaying this, that we're all going to forget. But based on the comment section on every post I see about Trump, it's, that's great. Release the Epstein files.
Exactly.
No one's forgetting.
I know you've had a busy day today. I also had a busy day. Did you see anything about Elon Musk being in the Epstein files?
Well, I mean, I saw that a couple of weeks ago that he, on Epstein's itinerary, he had a couple of meetings with Musk, including Musk being scheduled to be on the plane.
Yeah, I bumped into something today, and honestly, I didn't even have time to read it. I just kind of looked at it, and I guess there's more info on Elon related to Epstein. So just release the freaking file.
I was going to say, I don't care. I keep seeing, you know, there's Democrats, and they're fine. Out them. They deserve to be outed. I don't care who it is. Out them.
Please. Yes.
So, yeah, Epstein cover-up continues. And, yeah, ICE is – this whole thing with ICE having so much money right now, I mean, talk about dangerous. So, yeah, they're just spying on everyday Americans and building social media profiles. Yeah. And we already know that Zuckerberg and, you know, Apple to some extent. I mean, these people are all bending a knee to Trump. So,
yeah.
It's disturbing times. And I don't think the weight of this story has settled in on people. No court warrant needed to spy on Americans. Just okay. Well,
yeah, that's crazy, dude. Think about the fact that, like, even if you were arrested for murder, that they used to have a hell of a time just getting your cell phone data from Apple. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, it required a warrant, but the precedent was high.
Well, Apple forever used to refuse to unlock phones for any reason. Didn't matter if it was in the hands of a known assassin or whatever. They'd have said, there's a principle here. That's their private phone. We're not unlocking it for you. FBI has developed hacks and all the way around that stuff. And someone in the comments just said, like, you know, put a password on. They can't get in your phone. Like, no, that's not the point. They are wirelessly connecting and just stealing data. And even if we're not talking about our phones, like I just said, they're monitoring social media profiles.
Yeah. No, I mean, we don't know. These are the things that we know about. Think about the shit we don't
right.
know about.
Yes. And in Trump's first term, I'll tell you, I went through this little paranoid stint where I was railing on Trump. And I realized, like, at the time I owned a radio station, which is licensed by the FCC, which would be under Trump's administration. So I thought, I got to stop, you know, posting publicly about Trump. He could come after my FCC license. And I sort of laughed of, like, how conspiratorial and how paranoid that sounded. And I did sort of take it down a notch. But then we learned in his first term that they made attempts to contact Twitter and Facebook. They wanted to know who was behind anonymous profiles. Or profiles that didn't have your legal name or whatever. Like, that's how petty and vindictive. And I know that that sounds like every day in Trump world right now, but to go after anonymous internet trolls using the power of the White House, and they failed in the first term, so now they have figured out a way to do it and are going to disguise it as Homeland Security.
Yeah, just keeping the country safe, dude. I've heard people from the right say, oh, like, what do you have to worry about, dude? Don't do illegal shit and you won't have to worry about anything. That's not what it's all about, dude. They're not looking only for illegal stuff.
Right.
They're looking for all your information to decide whether or not they think you're a bad person or not.
Yes. And as we've discussed so many times on this show, like, you don't even have to break a law for them to go after you. I mean, we're seeing it right now with high-profile people like Letitia James and James Comey. And all they have to do is file charges or sue you for this, that, or the other thing, and they will drag you through court. You will go bankrupt. You'll, you know, drain all your money, all your reserves. Like, they can screw with you even if ultimately you're found innocent. Or they'll just audit you. Or they just, you know, they'll find something on your girlfriend, your wife. Like, they are the pettiest, most vindictive administration in the history of this country. And that is a massive understatement.
And they have all the power. I mean, they have all the power.
Especially now with this official act immunity crap. So,
yeah,
there you go. Fun stuff.
Yay!
Yay, America.
I have more stuff we can go into, or if you got something you want to slide into, please.
Sure. Why don't we talk about, I really got to move my camera so I can see my stuff better. let's talk about this GOP youth group that was sharing Nazi loving racist tweets and message board stuff.
That's what I was going to go into. I've got great videos for it.
So, simpatico.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What do you got? Do you got JD Vance contradicting himself? That's the one I brought.
No, but please Take control.
Okay. Listen, if for some reason anyone's not up on this story, and it continues to develop. So just out today, the New York GOP is suspending that Young Republicans chapter over what they're calling vile group chat messages. The messages, you know, made racial slurs about Black, Latino people, praised Adolf Hitler. This from the party that's always saying, don't call us Nazis. Where are you getting that from? Now, I'm glad that the Republican Party in New York State is smart enough, even if they're secretly wink, wink, okay with it, they're at least smart enough to come out and publicly say, this is vile and disgusting. We're getting rid of these people. But we have seen many Republicans this week refusing to denounce it. Some people from Turning Point USA have been like, yeah, let's talk about that. There's some nuance here.
But we have to have a conversation.
Yeah, but J.D. Vance here, let's just play his contradiction, okay? And then I got a few comments, so.
Okay. Grow up. I'm sorry. Focus on the real issues. Don't focus on what kids say in group chat. The reality is that kids do stupid things, especially young boys. They tell edgy, offensive jokes. Like, that's what kids do. And I really don't want us to grow up in a country where a kid telling a stupid joke, telling a very offensive stupid joke, is cause to ruin their lives. And by the way, if they were left-wing kids telling stupid left-wing jokes, I would also not want their lives to be ruined.
When you see someone celebrating Charlie's murder, call them out. In hell, call their employer.
So, dude, let me just tell you real quickly so you have the knowledge that the video that I have will show all the comments that were made and the people who made them.
Okay. And by the way, I've got a list of most of their ages, and none of them are little boys, just being little boys.
No, not at all. Let's look at some of them just so you can really understand that these are not kids, dude, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Remember, these are the leaders and future leaders of the political party that is currently in charge right now.
That's right.
Everyone that votes no is going to the gas chamber. I'm ready to watch people burn now. You're giving nationals too much credit and expecting the to be honest. Stay in the closet. This girl is fully since the Republican Party is the party of the alpha males. Let's see what these alpha leaders look like and what they said. So this cupcake, who is not repressing anything, okay, don't make fun of him. He is the chair of the Young Republicans in New York and the chief of staff to a New York State assemblyman. And in that chat thread, he said, they love water people. Ugh. And wow. I'd go to the zoo if I wanted to watch play ball.
Wow.
Like, it's unbelievable, dude. Here's the other side of that.
And when asked about this chat thread, he said it was a highly coordinated year-long character assassination. That's a direct quote. Of course it was. And then after he said that, he immediately said, I am so sorry to those I offended for my inexcusable language. And then the next guy is William Hendricks. Again, don't make fun, okay? Don't make fun. He is an assistant to the state of Kansas Republican Attorney General. It's high up there.
Wow.
And he said he's drawn to Missouri's Young Republican Organization because Missouri doesn't like.
Wow.
Direct quote. He also said the N-word over a dozen times. I stand on the fact that the Republican Party is the party of insecure men.
Yeah. They couldn't get a woman to look at them if they were on fire. I mean, these are butthurt guys that are rejected by society, and they take comfort in their little clique there where they think they're all safe in expressing their overtly sexist, racist, insane views. And by the way, the guy that leaked all of this stuff, I was reading today, he leaked it because he was pissed at Trump because Trump rejected taking a selfie with him. So he decided, you know what? I didn't get my selfie with our king. I'm going to release all this stuff.
Burn it down. Burn it to the ground, dude. Please feel free. I mean, he's acting exactly like Trump does. I mean, stupid shit like that. Like, you didn't give me this, so I'm not going to give you that.
Yes. That is absolutely insane. So some of the ages of this, we got a 31-year-old, a 35-year-old, 28, 29, 24, 27, a couple more 27-year-olds. I mean, maybe there are some teenagers in there somewhere, But this insanely dismissive thing of J.D. Vance that, oh, kids will be kids, just let them be kids, and kids are immature. And this goes back to the locker room talk kind of stuff with, you know, grab them by the pussy and all that. And and by the way, like, J.D. Vance is a parent. So at a minimum, you should be admonishing this and saying that this is obviously a teachable moment. I want to speak directly to these kids. Like, this is not okay to say. These are vile, racist things. Like, even if you have hatred in your heart, like, you cannot be, you cannot represent the, it's a teachable freaking moment at best case, and certainly a punishable moment if you're a parent. And by the way, I did a story a month or two ago about how J.D. Vance admitted on a podcast that when his little kids, elementary school age kids, mess up, that he has no tolerance for it. He will haul them into a private room, into a bathroom, and he will scream obscenities at them. Wow. Shut your little shithole mouth. Like, you, I mean,
what?
So this is how he treats his children that are in elementary school. But these kids are just boys being boys. Let's not ruin their lives just because they're using the N-word and watermelon people and praising Hitler. Like,
This goes back. This is a long tradition in America, right? I mean, for white people, that we say, like, oh, he raped her? Like, he's only 17. Let's not ruin the kid's life, you know? We've been doing this kind of stuff for a long time in this country, and you're 100% right. It would have been not only easy, but beneficial for J.D. Vance to say, you know what? I don't know where you get off thinking that these are Republican values. Like, right. We want nothing to do with you.
Yes.
You know, he could have had a shining moment.
Of course. And most parents, even if they talk like that behind closed doors, they're smart enough to tell the kids, like, you should never talk like that. Do as I say, not as I do. Like, yes, it could have been a teachable moment, or a moment for J.D. Vance not to look like he's a total freaking hypocrite as they're railing on left-wing violence. And then we got this stuff, and don't call us Hitler. Why is everyone calling us Nazis? Gee, I wonder.
Do you want to hear what little Skippy Mike Johnson had to say about this whole thing?
Yes, I do.
Here we go, Mike Johnson. I don't know if this statement he makes here includes "that's not my lane," but it has a lot of just babbling in it. So,
Look, obviously, we roundly condemn any of that nonsense, and the Young Republican or the organization, whoever that, I don't know who any of these people are. I never heard of them. Somebody posted a photo of me standing next to these guys. We're in tuxedos, obviously.
It's very Trumpy, by the way. Right. Like, I don't know who they are. I've got pictures with them, but I don't know who they are.
Here's a picture.
Yeah. Obviously, I think it was at the inauguration, and people were just coming up and asking for selfies with 1,000 of them. I don't know. I've never heard of that person in my life. But whoever these young people are, and whatever they're saying, if it's true, we obviously condemn that. And the organizations involved are dealing with that. That's my understanding. With regard to the swastika thing, this happened last night. A Republican congressman, allegedly one of his staffers, had something in the background or something in a Zoom. That's what I heard this morning. He says that that's not his, and there's a proper investigation ongoing, and the congressman did exactly what he should have done, and that is report it. It's under investigation, and I can't comment on it any further until that.
Blah, 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 dude. I mean, like you said, it's not alleged. I don't know if everyone's not seen this flag in the background, but here's Mike Johnson continuing to talk about it, and it shows the flag, I guess, trigger warning. I don't know how to say this.
With regard to the swastika thing, this happened last night. A Republican congressman, allegedly one of his staffers, had something in the background or something in a Zoom. That's what I heard this morning. Uh-huh. He says that that's not his, and there's a proper investigation ongoing, and the congressman did exactly what he should have done, and that is report it. It's under investigation, and I can't comment on it any further until that's done. But I will say, obviously, that is not the principles of the Republican Party.
An investigation's going on. Gee, unless it's Jim Comey or Letitia James or anyone else, you guys feel free to comment on all that stuff while it's going on, but not when one of your little junior assistants gets caught with a freaking swastika flag behind them, allegedly, in case your eyes don't work.
You saw the flag, dude. Do you ever, in any scenario, walk into your cubicle and not see that?
No, of course. It's insane.
And I'm looking into my camera right now. I can see everything that's on my wall. You know,
of course.
Of course it's his, dude. Of course he didn't take it down. It was purposeful.
It's craziness. I will tell you, there's a DC comic show called Peacemaker. It's on HBO. They just finished up the second season. And part of this second season is Peacemaker, the sort of dark hero, goes to an alternate universe. And over the course of several episodes, you start to realize there's no minorities in this world. And why is that? He goes to a world where the Nazis won World War II and Hitler has taken over the world. And it's a funny commentary because myself included, and I'm a little ashamed of this, although I grew up in a small Midwest town where there was not a lot of minorities. Like, I watched multiple episodes and did not realize there are no minorities anywhere in this world that they're now in. And those people had little American flag, Nazi flags. Now, theirs, instead of the stars, were the, you know, the white swastika or whatever. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, you don't overlook this stuff unless it is comically portrayed by a television show to try to make you not see it. Yeah. And part of the joke was when he realized it, he starts looking around and there's stuff everywhere. There's a Hitler mural, there's flags, there's Mein Kampf on everyone's desk. He's like, geez, I didn't notice any of this stuff. And that's what the Republicans are trying to claim right now. Like, oh, gee, I didn't notice all these flags sitting around. That's crazy.
Yeah, I just keep thinking back to the fact that, like, you know, we're creating political violence on the left because we're calling, you know, people fascists and dictators and Nazis. And you've always made the point, Steve, stop acting like that and we won't call you those things. Mike Johnson to say, like, obviously this is not the Republican Party. It is. The young people of your party already have it ingrained in them, in fact.
Right. But, you know, I hate to give any level of credit to Mike Johnson. At least he was able to spit the words out that, yeah, we disavow this. If it's true.
Yeah.
If it's true.
Right.
They have to put that, you know, asterisk on there. But, yeah, it's hilarious. Look at all these Peacemaker fans chiming in now. It's a good show. And, yeah,
that gives me a little boner, dude.
It's good social commentary. So,
yeah. All right.
Yep. Well, I don't know. To give everyone some glimmer of hope, a new poll out today, Gavin Newsom has gained ground on J.D. Vance in a potential 2028 showdown. They are now basically statistically tied, and Gavin Newsom is far above the other potentials as of now, and all of this could change. But Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, and AOC are the other contenders, but Newsom's way out. And in the latest poll, Vance has 46%, Newsom has 45%. So statistically tied. And, you know, we need a phoenix to rise from these ashes. And
yes,
Newsom seems to be doing it.
I wonder if this latest move, ladies and gentlemen, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals, did you hear the great news that starting January 1 of 2026, California will sell its own state-branded insulin? Have you heard about it?
I did see that.
I mean, this is really a big deal, Harness.
It is a big deal. I guess I didn't know that states could make their own insulin. Like, why haven't we been doing this? I'm sure there's some nuance I'm missing here. But Newsom is correct to use the power of California. This entire country is reliant on California. The entire world is.
That's right.
Is it up to now? The fifth biggest economy in the world or whatever? Not to mention the home of the movie industry, TV, the record industry, Silicon Valley. I mean, it is a powerhouse. And I'm sick of people dumping on California because they believe the Fox News garbage, that it's like Portland, that it's some hellhole going on out here. It's not, obviously. And Newsom's a smart, aspirational kind of guy. So, you know, I'm all for it.
Yeah. No, I'm going to get behind him. You know, he's doing great things. I mean, the fact that he was able to do this whole thing with insulin is just one of many things that I feel like if he got into a place of, if he became our president, I can only imagine the things that he would be able to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. So,
well, and a big chunk of that's going to be undoing so much of this garbage going on, not the least of which is going to be a complete overhaul on the White House. Are the property brothers available? Like, can we do a weekend renovation on the White House?
I think they're Canadian, to be fair. Dude. You know, we don't
even better. I mean, they hate us right now, but they may want to get back in our good grace coming a few years. So, I mean, have you seen this new arch now that he wants to build?
Yes, I have. I mean, it's all such bullshit. I mean, the way that he gets horny talking about this ballroom that he's building, and I just think to myself, like, you talk about being so busy and doing all these things, and, you know, I have no idea why you're doing any of this stuff. You know?
Well, I mean, I can tell you why.
Why?
Vanity. Much like Trump wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico and, you know, take over Greenland, like, he is going to try desperately for the next 3.5 years to put his stamp in ways that he thinks will be permanent, that will stand the test of time. And redesigning the White House, and to some extent, he's not wrong. I mean, I hope that the next president turns that ballroom into a homeless shelter or something. Like, do something to, you know, take the shine off that, literally and figuratively. But no, he's trying to put his stamp on everything. It's why he wants his face on money. It's why he's doing all these laws. I mean, he wants to put his stamp permanently. And if he could have his face on Mount Rushmore, it would be up there tomorrow. But thankfully, it's not, what do they call it, like, logistically possible. But they're trying.
It's not architecturally sound. It can't be done.
Yes, exactly. So. But, yeah, no, that's why he's doing all this stuff, and it's freaking disgusting. And making over the Oval Office is one thing. I guess every president gets to decorate it how they want. But knocking all these trees down and building an entire new structure, now he wants to put this arch across from the Lincoln Memorial there. Like, it's insane. Goodbye. And again, there should be oversight of this kind of stuff. He does not have a blank checkbook for these things, but he's claiming donors are paying for it all, which means just like Mexico is paying for the wall. Like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Show me the receipts.
Yeah, I'm sure the donors are paying for it. Oh, gosh, dude.
And what are they getting in exchange, by the way?
Yeah, well, they own the president. Our president is for sale. And if you don't think so, well, this just watch this, dude. This is very short. Look at him, dude. Wow. What is wrong with him? A lot of cash, a lot of cash. Yeah, he's for sale, dude.
You see all the these smile people.
Right. I mean, he's just beside himself. Like, this guy's got a lot of money. I'm connected with him. He got the Qatari jet. I mean, yeah, he's for sale, dude. And so that's why. That's who's donating.
Yeah, absolutely. I was reading a report today about the massive number of donors that have gotten, you know, been pardoned for crimes or gotten government contracts. And Roy here actually just brought up something I was just about to. George Santos had his sentence commuted by the Orange Clown. This is breaking news. This happened right as we were coming on air today. Totally true. President Donald Trump said today that he has signed a commutation that would immediately release George Santos from prison, who pled guilty to charges of committing wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and conduct that prosecutors said was going on for years, and he had 7 years in prison. But Trump is trying to say he's not being treated fairly. He's getting picked on. He was in solitary, which Trump put Michael Cohen in solitary back in his first term to stick it to him. So,
and I'm pretty sure Santos asked to be in solitary because he was getting his ass kicked, or, you know, he was afraid that he was going to be murdered in prison. But, you know, this is a convicted, proven, well-known liar time and time again. I mean, he got to his position lying, right, about where he went to school, what he did. Like, everything. This is Trump's guy, dude.
If he was a Democrat, do you think he'd be getting let out of jail? Come on. This is like Trump telling Israel to pardon Netanyahu. Trump wants to let anyone in his little bubble off the hook. Because he's got the king-like power to do it, and he wants to exert that authority. But B, it feeds the narrative that he was wrongfully convicted, or, you know, witch hunts after him. All of these people are victimized by the government, so he's going to right these wrongs. And, yeah, terrible, terrible freaking people. Just like all the J6 people we saw get pardoned, that some of them have now already gotten themselves rearrested. One guy got himself murdered. We got people going to jail on child porn stuff. Like, these are bad people that were in jail for a good freaking reason. But Emperor Trump just wants to use whatever tools he's got.
Yeah, no, 100%. Hey, dude, this is something great that I think that we should show to everybody, only because Donald Trump has come out yet again saying that he is the president of free speech, you know, like it's something he really believes in. This video right here, I think, will probably prove that he is, dude.
I'm a very strong person for free speech. At the same time, 97, 94%, 97, 94, 95, 96% of the people are against me in the sense of the newscasts are against me. The stories are 97% bad. They'll take a great story and they'll make it bad. See, I think that's really illegal, personally. I think that reporting has to be at least accurate. At least accurate to an extent, whether it's 89, doesn't matter. It's a tremendous number. When somebody is given 97% of the stories are bad about a person, that's no longer free speech. That's no longer, that's just cheating. And they cheat.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow. What a pile of shit that is.
Okay, first of all, if a story is accurate and it makes you look bad, that is not slander, defamation, or anything else. That's just you did something that makes you look bad. Yeah. 97%, I mean, obviously he's making the number up. I mean, he shows his cards right there. 95, 97, 88, like, I don't know. Like,
tell me you're lying without telling me you're lying, dude.
Nobody has reported that as a real statistic. And as sad as it is to say, Fox News is the biggest news, and I use that term very loosely with those a-holes. Yeah. They are the biggest news network out there. So how could 97%, how could even 50% be false when the network in your back pocket is actually dominating the market out there? He doesn't love free speech. He loves me speech. Any speech but me, I love. I'm against hate speech, which I define as speech I hate.
I don't know if we lost Steve or, yeah, it looks like we Steve may have frozen up a little bit, but
I'm here.
Oh, there you go. You're back.
Sorry.
Here's the dealio, dude. I mean, did you hear him say, like, yeah, I think that the story should be true. I mean, at least to some extent. Like, no, it should be true, dude.
Again, that's him speaking honestly. Like, you know, news should be a little true, I think.
Yeah, at least a little, you know.
And this whole making up numbers thing, he's been doing this now for several months where he's saying he's going to reduce the price by 500%. And everyone keeps pointing out that you cannot do that. You can only reduce something by 100% and then it would be free. If you could do 200, you'd be paying. Even though everyone has pointed this out, they all keep doing it. Caroline Leavitt just did it this week. Trump just like, is the memo not getting through to them that you could say, I'm going to reduce costs by 90%. That would still be bullshit, but at least you'd be in the realm of reality. I'm going to reduce something by 500%.
Here's the thing, dude. It doesn't matter because what does matter is the fact that Trump says, I don't like smart people. You know, I love the poorly educated. Like, that's who he's talking to. And they believe him. Like, do you hear Trump is going to lower drug prices by 600%?
Right.
Like, do you have any idea what that means? I don't think you do.
No, they sure don't. And by the way, let me see here. This comment, where did it go? This one from Spooky Tooth. Midterm, we take our Constitution back. Listen, Nick and I have been drumming on that thing for a while now. And yes, the midterms are our chance to take back at least one of the houses and try to freeze anything going on.
Yeah.
But this Voting Rights Act thing that the Supreme Court seems hell-bent on repealing is going to screw us over. So White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, junior Nazi boy himself, has said that the Democrats could face a potential electoral wipeout if the Supreme Court removes this key part of the Voting Rights Act. They've done their math, and MAGA thinks they can pick up an extra 20 seats if the Supreme Court takes this Voting Rights Act down, because it's there to stop red states from gerrymandering the, you know, predominantly minority districts, to lumping them into the white districts to dilute their votes down. like it was set up to make sure the minorities have a protection from the majority, to make sure that they do have equal representation. And the fact that they're even talking about this, the fact that Texas has already done it, is just proof that we still need the Voting Rights Act. But the Supreme Court, based on their public comments of late, they do seem hell-bent on taking it down. And if that happens, as many red states as are allowed to do it and can legally do it and within the time frame are going to gerrymander the hell out of it. So that means we don't now have to win the midterms by a little bit. We got to win them by a lot, which is going to require all of us to keep talking about this, sharing it on your personal social media, even if you only affect one person in your community. Like, that is what it's going to take to actually win the midterms now. Can't just win by one vote anymore.
No, no more close races. No. You got to blow it out of the park. It's absolutely crazy, dude. This is all part of Project 2025. This is the playbook. We're seeing the playbook play out in real time. So
yes, as Yvonne says, this is all by design and has been in play for decades. It has been, but boy, are they fast forwarding it. I mean, this is a Project 2025 thing. And by the way, there's a website out there tracking Project 2025, how much of it has been implemented, and it has officially passed the 50% mark for the administration that never heard of Project 2025.
He didn't really hear about it. This is Gen X Megaphone. Vote machines will be rigged. You know what? Here's the thing. I don't know a whole bunch on this topic, and I just want to start off by saying that. But I saw something about Trump loyalists buying Dominion, buying the voting machines. So, I mean, I don't like conspiracy theories, dude, but, you know, what we just saw there, like, that's some scary shit.
It's true. There are so many topics we discuss now in this show that I'm like, if this was a right-wing show, this would be conspiracy talk. But we're bringing these things up hesitantly because they sound conspiratorial. But there is all the evidence in the world to say that they are trying this stuff. And like you just said earlier, this is what we know of. Can you imagine what is going on behind the scenes that we have no idea what they're up to? Yeah. And again, Gavin Newsom talking about all these Trump 2028 hats they keep mailing to him. And like he said, you don't build a $250 million ballroom and then move out of that house. Like Trump does not want to give up power. And, you know, I hear the Prop 50 ads all the time now in California. That's the ballot initiative to allow California to gerrymander the state, because California actually put laws in place to prevent that kind of thing from happening. So instead of, you know, King Newsom just saying, I'm doing it and you can all sue me later, like, he's taking it to the voters. And, you know, MAGA's freaking out, but it's a response. It's not the action. It's the response too.
Right. Yes, there's something that can be done. You know what? Here's the thing. When we talk about all of this stuff happening and you think, oh, like, Trump's going to die of old age.
Yeah.
The problem being Stephen Miller. I mean, all these architects of Project 2025 don't care if they have to weaken Bernie's, you know, Trump.
Yes.
They really don't. You know, so, you know, we've heard Steve Bannon for multiple years. I mean, I think before Trump even got into the White House this time around, he was saying, you know, like, yeah, and then we'll go for another one. And, you know, they've had a playbook going and they're fighting in the courts. Like, this is a very real possibility.
Absolutely. Like we talked about last week, the good news for all of us is no one else in MAGA world has this Teflon Don thing. That's how somehow Trump is able to just not let any of this stuff stick to him. J.D. Vance does not have that. Marco Rubio does not have that. I dare you to run any of those idiots against whoever we're going to put up.
Yeah.
Now, again, if they're going to gerrymander the crap out of it, if they are going to rig stuff, like, I mean, this is – it's just like MAGA was saying in the last election. Like, we have to vote overwhelmingly because the Democrats are going to rig it. That was obviously garbage. There's never been any proof of that. But they project things. And they want to make things real that were never real. So now they can say, look, and yes, they are going to attempt to rig the election. And I don't know on what level, but they're clearly trying.
Yeah. Yep. They're trying on all different levels. John Stewart had Let me tell you her name, dude, because otherwise I feel like a pile of crap. This is a woman from the Philippines who came over and started talking to Jon Stewart about some of the things that were happening in the Philippines. I'm going to play the video, and then I'll tell you what her name is, okay? Where did it just go, dude? Here it is. Okay. I was going to play it. Here we go.
These are stats. For 6 years in a row until 2021, Filipinos spent the most time online and on social media globally. And
out of anybody?
Out of anybody globally. And so what the Cambridge Analytica whistleblower said, you guys remember that 2018, right?
I do indeed.
So what he said was that they tested tactics of mass manipulation in our country. And if they worked for in our country, they ported it to yours. Right. In 2016, I said this in Silicon Valley. I said, what is happening to us is coming for you. 2016. Right. And nothing was done. If anything, all those safeguards that they tried to put in place have been ripped off in time for the 2024 elections.
But it hadn't to that point. In my mind, they had weaponized that brain hack for profit. They hadn't yet weaponized that brain hack for political consolidation and power. That's what feels different.
They went hand in hand for most of the rest of the world. I mean, you're right. Not exceptional in this sense. There is a dictator's playbook. Right?
You think we fell for it?
Yeah. So,
in real time, we're falling for it.
Maria Ressa, she's talking about how they did some testing in the Philippines and that it has moved to America, and it moved to America a long time ago. And this is part of that Project 2025 playbook, that it's a long, slow burn, but when it hits, it destroys you.
Of course. And this is exactly what I was just talking about, where TikTok, they've been saying, well, the Chinese government, they could control that. They could start to manipulate the information you're seeing, and you won't even notice that they're doing it to you. China wasn't doing that, because my TikTok feed was nothing but liberal stuff, dirt bike stuff, Marvel movie stuff. Like, there was no mystery propaganda slipped in there. But now that Trump's buddies have bought it under Trump's blessing, the Ellisons, the Murdochs, hello, the Fox News empire, the people that fired Colbert have bought it, they will make that a reality. They are about to ruin TikTok. But I don't know if all of us will leave en masse before they can start to implement that truly evil plan that, yes, just what that woman said, they've already been testing it. They're ready to implement it, and now they control one of the most popular video apps on the planet, or certainly in the country.
This is a great way to think about it, Steve. You've been a dog owner. I'm a dog owner. If your dog starts to pee in the house, okay? If your dog starts to pee in the house, like you smell it and you're like, what? If your dog keeps peeing in the house, you start to go nose blind to it, right? Mm-hmm. And don't smell it. But people that come in are like, holy shit, dude, your house reeks of piss. That is that slow burn that these social media platforms are going to do, where like, hey, I kind of smell some piss. And then you are going to become nose blind to it. That's how it works.
Yeah. I will just remind everyone, as I've said for years, these social media platforms are only worth what they're worth because we're on them. If we all stop going on them, Facebook, TikTok, whatever it is, they are immediately worthless. They are immediately MySpace. So never forget the power that we do have. Now, I'm not saying I want to give up YouTube. I'm not saying I want to give up Facebook. But, we do have the power. And if these idiots take it too far, we got to be willing to use it.
100%. Because, we make up everything that they are. Of course, they can manipulate behind the curtain. But if we leave the bar, they can't sell any more drinks,
Yes, absolutely. So. Last week we were talking about Spotify running ice ads. And it's funny because so many people were freaking out. Well, I'm canceling Spotify. And I was saying, I don't think I am. And people are giving me grief. And it's in the comments on last week's video, which is funny. But, I looked it up. ICE runs ads on YouTube. They run ads on Facebook. They run ads everywhere. So, A, they could just stick it to you by running ads on your preferred platform to get you to quit. But people, we don't want media companies deciding who can and can't advertise, unless it's overtly violent, racist, or whatever. And I know you can make the case that that's what ICE is, but I'm saying. ICE is a real government agency. They have a budget to spend. We don't actually want people that own media outlets saying, I don't agree with your politics. I'm not going to let you advertise here. But as I just saw somebody in the comments section here, if you don't want to see the paid ads, pay the $10 a month. Subscribe to YouTube Premium, pay for Spotify regular. Like, you know, like there are ways around that kind of stuff. So
I wondered why I never heard an ISAT on Spotify.
Right.
It's because I don't hear any commercials.
Thank
Spotify.
You. You and I had that whole debate, and I got off air and I was talking to Kennedy. I was like, why don't I hear ISADs on my Spotify? I listen to Spotify. I think I put 60,000 hours on Spotify last year, and I'm like, I don't hear any. Oh, it's because I'm paying for it, you cheapskates. Pay the $10. You don't have to hear whatever ads. You don't want to hear ICE ads or Toyota, whatever it is. You don't want to hear any of that crap. So take their power away from letting them spend the money on your platform by just paying the platform directly. Then you don't have to put up with their ads, and it doesn't matter who's running ads.
100%. Steve, as we start to run out of time here, I've got a few things that are just, you know how like the Daily Show does like, this is your moment of Zen. Like they leave you feeling good when they leave the show. Right. Can I play just a couple of quick things here that are going to make you happy, feel good about life?
That'd be appropriate, yes.
Do you know who Renee Rapp is?
Musician, isn't she?
Yeah, that's pop right. And during her concert in Portland, she paused the performance a little bit to address
dodge
some
gunfire.
Political. she paused. Okay, so she had this to say to the crowd, and she was in Portland. The crowd responded nicely to this, I think. So here you go.
And it just happens that we time out that we're here at the same time as other people who should fucking be here.
That kind of takes care of all of it right there.
I love how many musicians are doing that. And by the way, I'm glad there was the, you know, titles on that because you couldn't hear it over the crowd. But she did it. Chapel Roan just did the Fuck Ice at a concert in L.A. Chance the Rapper, who was from Chicago at a Chicago concert, did Fuck Ice. Had a whole thing up onto the screen. Like, they planned it ahead of time. And we're seeing a bunch of artists. So I don't know what the hell Renee Rapp does, but now I think I'll go listen to her on my Spotify that does not have ads on it. So
yes. Yeah, you should go listen to it. Okay, this is fantastic, dude. This is completely out of context, but I just really wanted to play this for you.
I'm a very strong person for free speech.
Oh, no, that's the wrong one.
First off, have you heard from the president? Has he called you?
No, not about that, but I'm glad he acknowledges that I'm a good boy. I am a good boy.
What the hell is that, dude?
That's not AI, by the way.
No.
Daddy says, I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy. He's referring to a hot mic moment where Trump said that about him, that Eric's a good boy. He's a good boy. But God, how embarrassing. My daddy said, I'm a good boy, everyone. Are we on TV right now? Cut that out, please.
I am a good boy. You know, I'm going to acknowledge that myself. This happened, dude.
Excuse me, Senator. My name is Stella. I want to ask, do you support ICE taking working people off the streets and kidnapping them?
Golly. This is strange.
Dude. What a strange truth.
Dude.
Okay, please stop.
Why? What was that, dude?
He's stoned. I think, like, dude, that was crazy, man. Did you see that? Did I really just fall? Proving that old saying that if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And Republicans nowadays don't stand for much. So 100%. Mitch will fall for anything. And wow, way to not – that's going above and beyond to not answer the question that woman was asking.
Yeah, dude.
And seriously, retire. What in the hell? You can't even stand upright. Like, be done.
Yes, come on. This is where we have the option to say it's time to go, bro. Like, yes. I mean, you can't make decisions. He's a high power figure, dude.
Dude. Yeah.
Dude. Oh, well, there you go, ladies and gents. I don't know. This country's effed. And one thing we're going to do is take back this weekend. No Kings protest tomorrow.
Yes.
Where do we go? What's the website, Arnis?
NoKings.org. NoKings.org. Find the official ones around you, the official start times. Tell everyone you're going. Take pictures and post it online. This all needs to be mainstream, normalized. Everyone in your circle who may be on the fence needs to see that you're on the right side of history. So, yes, show the fuck up tomorrow, everybody.
Yes, 100%. I think... I might be overstepping here, but I think we're going to do an additional podcast next weekend or next week. Yeah. So with that in mind, we'll be talking about the No Kings protest on chat here. We'd love to hear your stories. And it looks like Harness is going to bring some video footage. And yeah, we're going to be talking about what a great day it is. My prediction, it will be a great day.
Oh, it's going to be a record-setting thing. So, yeah, show up, everybody. You can go to our website, thevocalminority.net. Nick and I have our own VM stuff on all of the main socials, but we're also all over Really American Media. So happy to have joined this organization. And you can find this podcast that we're doing live on their channel. It's all archived there. And the audio version is on all of the podcast sites. And, yeah, check out all the content. It's good stuff going on at Really American Media, one of the fastest-growing progressive channels on YouTube.
True that. And if you haven't realized yet, I'm a good boy. He's a good boy.
You're good
like
boy.
We're all good boys here, dude.
We're good boys. Thank you.
So be a good boy. Have a fantastic weekend. Thanks, chat. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and we'll see you next time.
This has been another production of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Don't forget to check out all the social media, as the boys are on most platforms. Thanks for being part of the resistance, part of the pushback. Champions all around. Good day.
Good day, Arnis.